the hottest talk radio show out. The Conversation with your host, Clark Garrison, author of Survive the Next 365 and creator of The Phoenix Effect. The Conversation, featuring singers, actors, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and much more. Reaching deep into local and global communities, teaching individuals and transforming minds and spirits. So join Clark Garrison live Sundays at 4 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. And now, here's your host, Clark Garrison.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, here the place to be. Always wanted to say that. Hey guys, welcome to The Conversation. Shouts out to everybody. Hey, take a coffee break. Hold on, let's listen to this song just a little bit longer. Hold on. You know, I'm back. I just wanted to hear that. I hope y'all don't mind. Hey, guys, welcome to the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, I'm going to say it. The hottest show out is The Conversation. By the way, we're broadcasting to you live from Hotlanta, GA. And as always, the purpose of this show is to build an evolution of thought and action. Yeah. We want to thank everybody for hanging out with us. Big shouts out to you. Shout out to L.A., West Coast in the house, Chicago, where all my Chi-Town folks at, Dallas, Houston, New York, Miami, L.A., St. Louis, the Big D in Detroit. Welcome to this broadcast. Hey, guys. You'd like to call in and ask any one of our guests a question tonight, the number to dial is 917-932-1078. That's 917-932-1078. Guys, the chat room is open, so feel free to hang out there. Big ups to Dane Reed Media for producing our amazing drop. And by the way, follow us on social media. We're on everything, man. You just got to hang out with us at Survive. Well, 365, that's our Twitter handle, Survive365, or SRN Life. Become our tweets and we'll tweet you back. You can reach us on Facebook at Survival Radio Network. YouTube, Survival Radio Network. Pinterest, Survival Radio Network. I think you get the message. Yeah. Hey, guys, tonight we've got a super dynamic trio of guests coming to the show. And we're celebrating We Remember Rain, the amazing documentary created by Mr. Emmanuel Washington. Where are my Vikings at? Jacksonville, Florida, in the house tonight. And she's an activist for empowering women. The lovely Prosper Miller drops by to talk about her empire. But up first, all the way from the West Coast, the crib. Yeah, love my West Coast folks. Writer, author, poet, Andy Rose is in the house, hanging out in the green room, sipping on, well, I can't tell all our business. Anyway, all this and more, guys, when we return. By the way, you're listening to The Conversation. I am your host, Clark Garrison, and this is the Survival Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Two questions. How's your New Year's resolution going, and how can the world's leading weight loss challenge get any better? Well, the 90-Day Body Vi Vi Challenge is offering you a chance to join the challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. Go to 123shakes.com and find out why over 6,000 people a day are joining the 90-Day Challenge. Try on your own challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. You're going to love this, or are you going to stay with your unresolution? Go to 123shakes.com. Get your challenge on.
Survival Radio Network. You can't live without it.
More and more people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, college wear, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
This is DJ Soul Sweet, a.k.a. Soully, of soulinterviews.com. You are listening to the hottest talk show around with my main man, Clark Garrison. Peace out.
My coat to your bedroom. It was gone. Oh, why do I keep doing that?
Conversation. I am your host, Clark Garrison. That's my girl, Ari Jill, right here in the ATL. Hope you like that. It's called Thoughts. Check it out on YouTube. Yeah, it's a funky little video for it, too, also. Talented young lady right here in the ATL, doing it hard. Hey, guys, let's move along. We've got a big show. We want to get them all in. My first guest is best described as a passionate lover of words and writer. She's the author of 30 Days Till Death and I Hate Sex, I Love Power. Please welcome commercial fiction novelist Anne C. Rose on the conversation. What's going on, Ms. Rose? How are you doing?
I am good. Thank you, Clark. Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. Wow, I love when we have writers on because you guys are, like, really amazing. And, you know, you are the keepers of words, I like to say.
Thank you. I agree.
When did you first fall in love with hip-hop? No, I'm just joking. With words. When did words become something more to you than maybe ABC?
You know, I would honestly say, just growing up, my mother is a retired librarian, so I was always in the library. And actually, I was in her stomach when she was working at the library. So it's literally just been a part of my life, reading and writing, and just, you know, I just fell in love with it, and it was something that I always knew that I wanted to do.
Yeah, you definitely.
Without a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without
a doubt.
Libraries. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I've looked at your bio, your website, and you write a little bit of everything, so I want to ask you a tough question. What is your favorite? Is it poetry, writing novels, short stories? You tell me. What do you prefer if you were limited?
You know what? It's funny because I actually do open mic poetry, and poetry really, really comes easy to me, especially, you know, if I'm feeling a kind of way or whatever. But actually, I like novels only because there's such a challenge putting a story together and bringing characters to life. So definitely the novel. That takes a lot of time and patience and commitment. Poetry is easy. It's a piece of cake.
I like that. Poetry just comes out your mouth. It's part of what you are. You know, you have to build on characters and build the storyline. Okay, I'm following you there. Hey, guys, if you're just tuning in, we are talking to West Coast's very own Anne C. Rose on the conversation. Okay, I've been dying to get into this, so I'm not going to stall any longer. I Hate Sex, I Love Power. Now, if I understand, this is a collage of poems you wrote. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And believe it or not, it's actually part one in a three-piece series that I was doing, in which my debut novel, which is 30 Days Till Death, the main character in that novel actually gave life to I Hate Sex, I Love Power. So it's actually the first installment. So the novel is actually the backstory, because I get a lot of questions on where did you get that title, or do you really hate sex? So it's definitely a conversation starter, for sure.
It certainly is, and I was going to be redundant and ask the question, do you really hate sex? But then I think that everybody's asked you that. So I want to ask you, do you really love power?
I do.
And what does power mean to you, Anne C. Rose? What does power mean? What is this, you know, what
power?
Do you consider the power? Yeah.
I think power, just to be an individual, be yourself, and kind of walk your own path and make your own decisions and own them, and, you know, not apologize for what you think, what you feel. You know, if you make mistakes, you own it and you just keep moving. So power is just knowing who you are and being who you are without any apologies.
So you say the book is a backstory. By the way, how does one find themselves, and I know the answer in the reverse of this, But how does one find themselves from Florida to L.A.? Like, I'm from L.A. and I went to Florida. You from Florida and you went to L.A. How did that transition happen?
You know, I've actually been everywhere. I was born in Florida, and mm-hmm. I moved to the East Coast. I spent a couple years in Maryland, and I always wanted to go to L.A. That was always my final destination. So after I graduated high school, I packed it up, and L.A. a bust. I just fell in love with Hollywood. You know, at an early age, I was always like, that's where people go to write the story, so that's where I've got to go. So, yeah, so I've just always knew I wanted to come here, and if you want something bad enough, you make it happen.
Indeed. Could you see yourself being a screenplay writer or something like that?
Not necessarily. That's a tricky game. I'm not into the dialogue so much as I am the story.
Gotcha. Hey, guys, again, if you're tuning in, we are talking to writer, poet, author, you name it, Andacy Rose. If you have a question for her, and I want you to listen up, the number to dial is 917-932-1078. Please hit the number one button. If you hit the number one button, we are going to come to you because we assume that you have a question. If you do not have a question, hit the number one button, and it takes yourself out of the queue. All right. We've said that. I said my piece. Excuse me. All right. Let's get back to this novel you're writing. Well, you've written that, correct?
Yes. It's completely completed. The manuscript is just waiting for the literary agent mastermind to, you know, make it happen.
30 days. Till death. Tell me a little bit about that. What's the story behind it, and give us a teaser. That's what we like here on the radio. We like teasers.
Well, 30 Days Till Death is a commercial fiction novel. It's got a little bit of a romantic thriller twist to it, and it essentially, it's about a girl that just has a rough time growing up, and she's got dreams, but she's also got terrible circumstances that she's found herself in, and she just finds herself trying to cope with the bad decisions that she's made based on the environment she grew up in. So against all odds, she decides, you know what, I'm going to create my own destiny. So with that, she basically just makes a deal with the devil and goes out to L.A. of all places, like nobody ever does, and goes out and says, you know what, I'm going to make this happen. And you know, she just meets the wrong people, falls in love with the wrong person, and just finds herself a product of her circumstances and really just trying to get it together. And then, you know, there's a lot of sex, alcohol, drugs, murder, 30 days till death.
My kind
of
book.
30 days to figure out life.
I love it. You know, except for February, we only get 28. But here's my question. You made a great statement about finding your destiny or creating your own destiny. And I think you did that in part with, if I believe this is correct, you self-published all of your works. Is that correct?
I did, yes. Now, it's not really the path that I want to take, but to kind of get things moving, you really have to do what you have to do, and just you can't wait for things to happen. You kind of have to make them happen on their own, you know? So that I did
Absolutely.
Take ownership of that to try to get things going.
Well, I commend you because I tell you, self-publishing right now with the advent of social media has equaled the playing game with conventional
Absolutely.
Publishing. And you know, the great thing is you control everything. And I think
Which
that,
is really
yeah, that's really, really cool. I want to talk a little bit because we're going to end in a minute and let everybody know where they can find your work and find
okay.
you. But you have some stuff in the melting pot. Tell us about Burn, and I understand Enemy and The Takeaway. You're a busy bee with this thing, the power of the pen.
You know, it's funny. I like to just try to work with a lot of ideas, and I actually write 2 to 3 books at a time. It's very funny. In the midst of doing poetry and open mic and just trying new things, I get an idea and I just kind of have to run with it. But Burn is actually the third installment from I Hate Sex, I Love Power, 30 Days Till Death, and it's actually the final installment in the sense that Cindy, which is the main character in all of these novels, just kind of basically comes to her life and she's faced with her choices, and she's really mentoring other people that have made, you know, terrible decisions, and it's kind of like supernatural meets a commercial fiction thriller in the sense that it's about salvation, and it's about revelations, and it's about ultimately, in the end, are you going to burn because of what you've been through?
Indeed. Hey, listen, I want to take a couple of calls, and guys, if you have a question, just raise your hand, hit the number one button once you dial in. I'm assuming you have a question. I'm going to call her, and actually the number is blocked, so I don't know the number, but caller, you got your hand up. What's your question?
Hello, Clark.
Hey, how are you?
All right. This is Betty Miller.
Miss Miller, okay, so you're calling in for the We Remember Rain section, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and that's coming up in a few minutes. But right now we're talking to Andesy Rose, but I'm going to put you, Ms. Miller, back on hold, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right, you are most welcome. Let's see, we got them already calling in. Andesy, tell everybody how they can hang out with you on social media and how they can start getting your books. We got to get I Hate Sex, I Love Power. I'm getting that tomorrow. I can't
tell. Well, that would be appreciated. But anyone that's, if their interest is piqued, you can buy it at redleadbooks.com. You can also go to amazon.com and look for me there. And, you know, of course, connect with me on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, my blog, andesyrose.com, or, you know, simply email me, andesyrose@yahoo.com. So I'm here.
And if you, before you go, you're a writer, you've already put stuff out. What advice would you give folks who are out there thinking about doing their passion in writing? I mean, you've done this for a while now. Give them one nugget that they can go away with, if you would.
I would say be serious about it. If you really want to do it, do it. You know, a lot of people have ideas, and a lot of people just, you know, have something one week, they have something another week. Stick to it if it's what you love. It's worth doing. It's worth fighting for.
You are the bomb. If you're ever on the East Coast, please come out to Hot Atlanta and look us up.
Oh, yeah, that's the spot right now, so for sure.
Indeed, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, right here on The Conversation, writer extraordinaire Andesy Rose. Give it up, give it up. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
You are most welcome. Hey, guys, sit back, relax. We still got a power-packed show for you. Prosper Miller is in there drinking champagne, popping bottles. No, I'm just joking. She's a nice young lady, but she's up next. Hang out with us. This is The Conversation. I am Clark Garrison, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions. Let us create your future.
Two questions. How's your New Year's resolution going? And how can the world's leading weight loss challenge get any better? Well, the 90-Day Body by Vi Challenge is offering you a chance to join the challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. Go to 123shakes.com and find out why over 6,000 people a day are joining the 90-Day Challenge. Try on your own challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. You're going to love this. Or are you going to stay with your unresolution? Go to 123shakes.com. Get your challenge on.
Hey, guys, we're back. This is The Conversation. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Up next is my next guest. She's a mother, inspirational socialite, fashionista, philanthropist, empire owner, and author. Her ministry was created to serve the needs of women. Please welcome the creator of Fabulous Life International, Ms. Prosper Miller, in The Conversation. Prosper, thank you so much for being a part of this show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Prosper, you have created an empire. Now, a lot of people will say they've created an empire, but you've actually done it.
Thank
you. How did you make it happen?
Wow. It's definitely been a long journey, as you probably read on my site. Mm-hmm. And I like to tell people that I am a survivor of everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything from teenage domestic violence, teenage pregnancy. I dropped out of school at 16 years old. You know, I've seen a lot of hardship, divorce. And, you know, one day I just decided to get back in the driver's seat of my life and not just live a fabulous life for me, but to encourage and inspire women all around the world to do the same.
Well, Prosper, you found the way to make that happen for yourself through God knows what, and maybe we'll talk about that in a minute, but what was in you to say, you know what, this is something I want to share and help others, because most of the time we're just happy that we were able to get out of a bad situation, right? And you've done this time and time again. When did it turn for you and you said, you know what, there's a bigger reason for me to be here other than my own success? And I want to empower women all over the world.
Actually, one of the things that I forgot to mention that I survived from was I was actually homeless as a result of leaving my domestic violence situation. And I was only 20 years old. And one of my first conferences or seminars that I started was actually back in the shelter where I used to live. And so this has really been a lifestyle for me before I even caught up to what it really meant on a global level and what my purpose really was. I was already doing the work. I just didn't know what it was called.
Wow. Wow. That is interesting. You didn't know what it was called. Well, you know what? We know what it is called. And
right.
It's called Fabulous Life International. At least
yes.
That's one of your come-gone. That's one of
yes.
The entities you have. Tell us about Fabulous Life International and where'd you come up with the concept of this?
You know, again, at some point, you just decide, you know, what type of lifestyle that you want to live. And I was raised in a neighborhood where there was a lot of drugs and darkness, and I've lived in darkness due to different hardships and things like that. And so I just decided that I wanted to embrace what the vision that was in my head as a little girl. I always wanted the finer things in life or to do more and to have more, but because of life circumstances, I wasn't able to achieve those things at that time. So as an adult, I just decided that, you know, I'm going to really jump into the vision that is in my head, and I'm going to execute it and put it on paper, explore it, and allow other people to take part in it. And so that's where Fabulous Life International came from, coupled with the strong, burning desire to just be of assistance to women in need, women of purpose, women of power, like myself, you know, those diamonds in the rough. Even when I was living in the homeless shelter, I was a diamond back then. You know, they didn't know it. I may not have known it for myself at that time, but I see so much greatness in women because I'm one of those women that was able to metamorphose into the beautiful, fabulous woman that I am today.
And that you are. I will agree and concur on that 1,000%. I want to ask you this, and I mean that from the inside and outside of who you are. I want to ask this for people who are listening right now who are either facing some of the trials that you have faced or know
mm-hmm.
someone.
Right.
I'm trying to find the proper way to ask this question because I know it's a multi-layered question,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
when you see yourself on the other side of the wall now, but having been in all of that, what would you say it took to come out of that? Like, what was the one thing that triggered everything and said, it's time to stop having self-pity, it's time to get my act together, it's time to turn to the higher power for guidance?
what was it that turned the switch? It's usually some incident, something that happens that clicks what's inside. Can you perhaps put a label to that?
You know, what has always been one of my motivating factors is because I was a single teenage mother, my children have always been my biggest why. And generational wealth has been my biggest reason for creating the empire that I have today and the empire that I will continue to build for generations to come. So that was my personal, you know, just motive and inspiration, and the things that I didn't have, the things that my parents couldn't provide me because they didn't allow themselves to dream or because of our environment. They just were not, you know, in that mindset. And I am a first generation entrepreneur. I'm a first generation a lot of things, and my children are first generation college students. And, you know, so just breaking the myth and breaking the glass ceiling on limitations, you know, regardless of what we've been through, we do have the power. And I love what my sister said. I hate sex. I love power, because I have, you know, just embrace that inner strength, and I try to gift that to other women. You do. It does take some inner work and some, you know, some seeking deep down inside, and a definitely a high level of confidence. And it's a learned behavior. But I always say I'm shining in my greatness with no apology, because people will take your drive from you if you allow them to. And I had decided that I was not going to continue to give my power away to other people and really just answer the call and do what God had, you know, called me on this work, this world to do, and to answer that desire that was always within me from, you know, like I said, even a little girl, I always knew that I wanted to just live this fabulous lifestyle. But, you know, with gunshots and crackheads and, you know, and all that stuff around you, it's kind of hard to embrace it when you don't really know what it looks like.
Oh, yeah, indeed. And, you know, I love that you use fashion. I love that fashion is infused into your brand and who you are.
Yes.
Obviously, if you look fabulous, you feel fabulous, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And no, go ahead. I was going to ask, I love your tagline, a lifestyle society for elite women. So it is really about the way you look, and it affects the way you feel and puts you in another level, mentally and physically. How did you know to fuse the two?
Well, actually, it's three components to it.
Okay.
It's our, we have three different experiences. We have live fabulous, look fabulous, and give fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And so the live fabulous is our inspiration division and our network where women all over the world can actually join. And that's where we get women of all different types of, you know, ethnicities and backgrounds and professions, and get them together so that they can start building up a network of people who look like them, who talk like them, who walk like them, who are not intimidated by their awesome presence and how fly they are. You know, it's a prerequisite for you to be fly and fabulous to be a part of our organization.
And the
women that are part of the organization, they have to admire you and not envy you. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is the look fabulous is where we do style sessions. And actually, I have a boutique in the Chamblee Tucker area, and I bring women in, and I don't just sell them clothes. I actually teach them how to wear it. We do monthly style sessions in a group just to show people how to wear different outfits and how to, you know, just take risks with accessory pieces and things like that. And then our Give Fabulous is our philanthropy division. We have an initiative to create transitional housing programs in Atlanta and around the world. Due to my own, you know, experience living in a transitional housing program, I wanted to bring in that fabulous lifestyle and really treat them like the royal women that they are, regardless of, you know, if they're in need right now. I remember being in need, but I was still great. I was still awesome. And I wanted people to treat me accordingly. But when you kind of, you know, down on your luck, it's like you can't be running around saying, I'm awesome, I'm amazing, I'm a woman of purpose. They're going to be looking at you like you're crazy. But because I was one of those women, I get it. I totally get it. And so we live fabulous, we look fabulous, and we give fabulous. And it's very important that the women that are part of the society, you know, carry that same mantra in their heart.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I want to ask you before we have to let you go about something coming soon, the Prosper Miller Show. Tell me all about it.
Yes.
I'm excited. You know, I'm frothing at the mouth waiting for it. What's going on?
Well, the Prosper Miller Show, again, is just one of those things where I am allowing myself to rise up, to be, you know, just the inspirational socialite that I have become, not because I set out to do that, but because I get so many testimonies and people really admire the work that I'm doing. So I wanted to be able to create a show that shows quality interviews and highlighting people for doing great things and just being a transformation globally on TV and being able to have powerful guests that have an impact on other people's lives the same way that I know that I've been able to.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we're looking forward to it. Prosper, you have so many wonderful things going on. I could only touch a little bit of it. Guys, be it known that this is truly an empire. Prosper, let everybody know how they can keep up with you and follow your social media, and what do you have coming up next?
Definitely, they can visit prospermiller.com. Please browse around, stay, look at all the phenomenal things that we have available within our organization. What I have coming up is we are launching Fabulous Life University, where I am creating courses that women could take in a virtual atmosphere, and they're going to learn personal and professional skills in order to take their life and take their business to the next level. So I'm just infusing all of my life lessons into everything that I do and just wanting to be a blessing to women all around the world.
Well, Ms. Miller, you simply rock. Can we please book you to come back on the show shortly? I'd love to further converse with you on the other great things you're doing.
Absolutely. It would definitely be an honor and a pleasure.
Oh, it is a pleasure. It's all of ours. Ladies and gentlemen, Prosper Miller in the joint. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Where are my Vikings at? Jacksonville is in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, the one and only creator of We Remember Reigns, Emmanuel Washington, is in the joint. Hey, guys, this is The Conversation. We are all over the place. Right now, we're back to you. Enjoy this. We'll be right back. Garrison, we are back for our last powerful segment here on The Conversation. Thank you so very much for hanging out with us tonight. Guys, I can't tell you how much I am proud to have our next guest on. He is an innovator. He is an inspirational guy. He is power-packed. He is my homeboy, the creator of a wonderful documentary about the baddest, sweetest, flyest, most educational, systematic school in the world. Right there in Jacksonville, Florida, please welcome the one and only Mr. Emmanuel Washington to the show. What's going on, man? Welcome back.
Greetings. Thank you for having me back.
Hey, man, always a pleasure to have my folks on. William M. Raines, man, tell me a little bit about this project, brother. For those who are just tuning in, or those who kind of heard about the mythology, we remember Raines. First of all, what got you started on this journey of this documentary?
Earlier, I've been an avid viewer of the PBS specials, the Ken Burns, and I was just watching a lot of those documentaries, and I was just so engrossed with the history, and I wanted to see what I could do about documenting a piece of African American history that was, of course, first relevant to me personally, but also relevant to a broad spectrum of people. And so I looked around to the landscape of what we had here in Jacksonville. And, of course, we have a lot of great history with James Wolverton Johnson and his brother. We have Eartha Wright and the Afro-American Insurance Company and the great, other great places. But I wanted to do something that was a little bit closer to me. And I remembered while in high school, I remember being that kid walking around the halls and looking at all the trophies and the memorabilia and the pictures and, wanting to really know, who these people were, because it seemed that some really fantastic things, had went on. And then coupled with the fact that at the particular time, the school, amongst other urban schools, were facing some challenges with the SCAT, and I wanted to use the film to inspire the current students and the students to come about the great history and the pride and the achievement of students that came from, circumstances and neighborhoods just like them, and, use it for them to be able to, get across that hump. And I'm proud to say that we've gotten across that hump, and we're going to go, into the future and just really, really do some great things. And more importantly, the title of the film is We Remember Raines, an American high school story. So what we'd like to say is that if you've ever been to high school, and if you've, remotely had a good experience, in high school, this is the film for you.
You know what, the phone lines are ringing off the hook, so you know what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to bring in some folks that just say, please keep it short, because we want to make sure we get everybody on, but I know it's a lot of Vikings in the house and they want to say something. Go ahead and give your comment and make it brief, but give us your love. I'm going to bring on, since I know where she is, Miss Betty Miller in the house. And by the way, tell us when you graduated from Raines or what's your connection with William M. Raines. Betty, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Clark. I'm a class of 1970 proud Viking. That's right. I was there when Dr. Andrew Robinson first started Raines. I was one of the ones who was under his tutelage before he departed for bigger and other things. I'm not going to say bad things, other things, because Raines was the better thing. But I am a very proud Viking. And I think it's so great of you to have Emmanuel. I call him my little Viking brother. I've adopted him. And
Betty, I wonder if I could ask you, what's your most fondest memory of William M. Raines? If you could, I know it's probably 7,000, but can you give one?
I would have to say something you and I both shared, Clark, and that was being in the William M. Raines High School Marching Band. That was just fabulous. It was just totally fabulous. I was there when Dr. White was the band director. And we were not just a band, but we were a family. And for me, those days were just, in fact, the only way I can explain it, I was just surprised my senior year sometime in October when I realized it was my senior year and that I would no longer be a part of the band.
Indeed. You know what, Betty, I want you to hang on. Just hang on right there. I'm going to keep your mic open because I have a very special guest I want to bring on. This is going to make you happy. I recognize the number. If you would, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to our show someone that I love and is close to me in very many ways, Dr. Julian E. White.
Oh, my.
How are you, Doc?
Goodness.
Thank you so much, Clark. It is a pleasure for me to be on and to hear Betty Miller talk. She was an outstanding member of the marching band, just as you were. And I am honored and proud to be a part of this conversation, honoring Emmanuel Washington.
Wow. Betty, did you want to say something to Dr. White?
Dr. White, you are my second father. I was brought up in a two-parent household, so I was fortunate to have my father. But
yes,
I love Dr. White as much as I love my own father, and it is an honor to have you be a part of this.
Well, I am honored to be here, and I heard you mention Dr. Andrew Robinson. You know, those were the Ichiban days at Raines High School, the formative years, and the members of the William Raines High School Band worked so hard and diligently to build the kind of musical reputation that they did. And I was honored and proud to be a part of it. And Clark, when you came along, you made your significant contribution, and all of us can be proud of the legacy left at William Raines High School.
How about that? Indeed. Well, Betty, I'm going to put you on mute because I'm going to take a few calls, but I want to ask Dr. White, you know, you were there since the onset. I didn't get there until 84, so I want other people to understand, what did William M. Raines mean to the community? If you can describe that, because it was more than just in high school. Is that correct?
You are absolutely correct. When we made the transition from Northwestern Junior Senior High School to William Raines High School, we transitioned a family, a nucleus from Northwestern, and they came to William Raines High School, parents, students, teachers, and administrators. They all had a common bond of love for William Raines High School, and they wanted to achieve. So everybody worked together. For example, when we got ready to get band uniforms, the entire school participated and helped us to do so. We raised money for the French Club, for the Rangemen, the Vikings, and all of those organizations. In other words, we functioned as a true family. And that was the kind of thing, I think, that made William Raines High School so special in those formative years. The teachers worked so hard with the students. The principal and administrators worked hard with the teachers and parents, and we had just a very fine bond to achieve artistic excellence in academics and other fields of human endeavor.
Mm. Well, Dr. White, we're here celebrating Emmanuel Washington's journey and his documentary, We Remember Raines. Were you able to view that documentary just yet?
No, I have not. And I do hope that Emmanuel can make arrangements or just let me know how I can access it, because I definitely want to take a look at it and make it a part of my library.
Not a problem, Dr. White. We definitely we're working with the school district with the new superintendent to host another screening, and we definitely want to make sure that you're there. But I can definitely reach out to you and get your copy because I have an opportunity to actually sell a copy to someone that you may remember, a lady. Her name, I believe, was Carolyn Puffle, and she was.
Oh, yeah.
Music supervisor, and
yes,
she called
yes.
me to her house and asked me to watch it with her. And when she saw you and Miss Smith, she just went to, just cheering. And I was just really blown away because, obviously I did not expect to, to have that reception from, a Caucasian lady. But she just really, really spoke highly of the music department there at Raines High School. And so I'm hoping that she's still around, but she actually got a chance to see the documentary at age 93.
Well, you know what? I agree. And I remember Miss Carolyn Bay Fold because when I was a high school student, she helped me out tremendously at Stanton High School and really helped me to get a scholarship to a national music camp. And after I finished college, she was my music supervisor. And actually, she did so much to help me and the music program at Raines and in the entire county. So when you do have another hearing or another gathering in the spring, please inform me because I'd love to come and be a part of it.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Doc.
And it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Dr. White.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Indeed. Dr. Julian White, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're going to take as many calls as we can. Let's go to 404-93, let's see, where did it go? All right, it disappeared. Maybe they didn't want to talk to you, Emmanuel. You're scaring them away. There, Mike. We'll go to another Atlanta number, 404, last four digits are 1680. Welcome to the show.
Wow. This is Alexis Lior. Hello.
Oh, what's going on, Viking?
Emmanuel, my brother from another mother. What's going on?
Truly. Sorry. Her mother was my third grade teacher.
Wow. Indeed.
Yes, Miss Peterson has indeed retired now. She's on to bigger and better things, but she was definitely your third grade teacher, so it's super exciting. And I'm representing for the class of 1999. Yes.
Well, Alexis, listen, Emmanuel is going to be in town this weekend, and we want to show him support at the Auburn Research Library. Yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely. Now, Emmanuel, I'm going to get on you because I saw your invite, but I saw it late. I could have announced it on my show last night. So I didn't know you were coming this very weekend, but you can rest assured that I will be wherever you are. So please let us know where you're going to be.
Thank you very much, and we definitely are going to make sure that we, document this so we can, show everybody back in Jacksonville that, we've got love there in Atlanta and definitely with the class of 99.
No doubt. Yeah, definitely get me the, I have the invite in my Facebook, so I'll invite all of the Vikings here in Atlanta because there definitely is a crew of us. So we'll get that going so I can be and everybody else can be in the building for this show. And I have the DVD. I've watched it multiple times. It makes me cry every time I look at it. It's just so much history and so much greatness from that wonderful William M. Raines High School. I love it.
Thank you, my listener.
We will see you this weekend. And thank you so much for calling in.
No doubt.
All right, Alexis Lior right here, Survival Radio's very own host of The Free Life, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., guys. Hey, I want to take another call. By the way, before I take the call, where are you going to be Saturday, sir? Go ahead and let them know. We're going to let them know a few times.
Okay, we're happy to be at the Auburn Research Library there in Atlanta on 101 Auburn Avenue. I'm quite sure that everybody knows about Auburn Avenue. It's a very, very popular Street, and we're going to be up there on, I believe, in the auditorium, and we're going to kick off at 3 p.m. We're asking everybody to get there as early as possible so that we can go ahead and get our meet and greets, and we can roll the film, and then after that, we want to be able to just, you know, meet all of our Atlanta family up there, whether you're, you know, from Reigns, Reball. Hopefully we'll have a few Trojans in the house, because even though we were staunch rivals, we ended up either marrying each other or loving each other at some point. So we're calling, you know, our Reball Trojan family out, as well as, you know, just, you know, family and friends who are there. We've got a contingency of, you know, our artist community, Harmony and Life, Sister Salakita, Tommy Bottoms, Al Ross, a lot of people that are going to be coming out. And so it's just going to be a really great opportunity to have a reunion type, you know, event there in Atlanta at the Auburn Research Library at 3 p.m. And we'll have plenty of copies of DVDs. If you hadn't gotten yours, we'll have it so that you can have your own DVD.
Powerful. Hey, I want to bring Alexis. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, I know I'm drafting you. Didn't know this, but you and I will be doing a live remote from there representing Reigns Viking.
Wonderful. I would be more than obliged and honored. That sounds
okay.
Great.
I'll get you the information.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, 404, last four digits are 6693. Welcome to the conversation. You're on live with Emmanuel Washington.
Hello, this is Richie Morris, Richie Lynn Brown Morris.
Welcome.
Miss Wade.
Hello, everybody. Dr. White, I remember going from Northwestern to Reigns, and I can remember marching in that band, and it was so exciting, and it's just an honor to have you on the call to speak to everyone.
Wow, wow. What year was that, if you don't mind us asking?
Okay, sit down, everybody. This was 1967 that I graduated, so we went over in 1965,
ooh,
the second half of my sophomore year.
and I believe you were Miss Reigns, correct?
That is correct, in 67.
Wow.
And
wow,
we had
what
the
an honor to have you on the show.
We had a beautiful coronation. Yeah, and
wow,
that was only not in March.
Well, listen, I wanted to, while I got you on, I wonder if Dr. Let me see if I can open up. Dr. White, are you still there?
Yes, Clark, I'm still here.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to bug you, but I thought a great opportunity to allow Ms. Morris to be able to say hi to you, sir.
I was thrilled to hear Richard Lynn. She was a head majorette. She was Miss Lane's High School. She played the clarinet. She was just an outstanding all-around student. It's so wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you. I am honored, and it's a pleasure. I'm excited about seeing some of you on Saturday.
Indeed. We'll be there, and I look forward to meeting you myself for the very first time.
Great.
All right, Doc, thank you. I'm going to mute you back out,
okay,
Doc.
Okay, certain that. Thanks for letting me talk with Richard Lynn.
Okay, thank you. Same here.
We will see you this Saturday. Thank you so much. I want to get the last call in, 904 from Jacksonville, 6143. Welcome to the call, sir. You got 1 minute.
Well, I just wanted to call from Jacksonville. My man, this is Pedro, and I just wanted to say congratulations to Emmanuel and let him know he got some hometown love. And what's happening with you, my man?
What's going on, Drew?
Everything's good, man. So like I said, I just wanted to call and say I want to support your show and support Emmanuel and say he's doing a great job with the video of showing the history of our beloved Reigns High School.
Indeed. Indeed. Man, thank you so much for calling in with the love, man.
No doubt.
Pedro in the house, fried new pie all over the place. We got three.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Hey, Emmanuel, we're running out of time, man. We got to do this again. But tell everybody one more time where all the Vikings need to be. And we'll say, I can't even say it. I can't say Trojans. I'm sorry. Tell them what all the Vikings need to be. Set.
Okay. All right. We want everybody to come and join us at the African American, the Auburn African American Resource Library. This is a great, great opportunity and great historic place that we're screening this film at the place where they research the history and culture of African Americans. It's located 101 Auburn Avenue, and it's at 3 p.m. If you need any more information about it, please feel free to give me a call on the area code 904-465-6891. If you're living there in Atlanta, I'm quite sure that you can look up the Auburn Research Library and maybe ask for Mr. Morris Gardner. He can answer any questions there. Once again, we want everybody to come out because this is truly an American high school story, and we love our school, we love our educators, and we love the community, no matter where we're at, that these schools are at, and we look forward to paying tribute and celebrating ourselves.
Homeboy, man, I want to say, man, again, hats off for the wonderful, absolutely wonderful work you've done for on behalf of Vikings all over the world. I look forward to seeing you, man, and hanging out with you. We're going to have fun. We're going to broadcast live. It'll be a Vikings day and night. And go ahead and start working on that after party, man.
Yeah, we were trying to get we thought we had an after party with the class of 82, but we're gonna see what we can make happen on that hand. So if anybody out there is listening that maybe has some ideas, please feel free to give us a call or holler at Clark or do whatever you can. Just in closing, I just want to give a big shout out to Dr. White, Miss Barry Miller, Miss Ritchie, Brings 1967, Miss Rains, and of course, one of my brothers here in Jacksonville, Mr. Pedro Irving Carr from the class of 87, and of course, Alexis Leroy, we thank you very much. We see you 1999.
That's indeed. Tim Knight in the chat room, the Kingdom Diva, all of y'all, thank y'all so much for hanging out with us. Brother Washington, we'll see you, man. Get on the road and come on now. Just come on right now.
Okay, Tim, all the way.
All right, brother. Hey, Emmanuel Washington, We Remember Rains. Get your copy this weekend, this Saturday, Auburn Research Library in the heart of historical Atlanta. Guys, that's all we got today. Shouts out to the boss, of course. And I'd like to say thank you again, as he did, to all of the Vikings that called in. And by all means, to Prosper Miller and to Andesi. Oh, Rose. There we go. I got it. See? I'm getting old, but not too old. That's all we got, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in at 8:30 right here on The Conversation, 28 minutes from now, when Jackie Cash hosts Women Living on Power. This is all we got for you tonight. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.